From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick has been tried again and again in the court of public opinion, despite the fact that he pleaded not guilty to federal dogfighting conspiracy charges. Well, now he's changing his tune. According to attorney Billy Martin, Vick will plead guilty at an official hearing next week. The exact plea deal hasn't been released, but this may be the beginning of the end for Michael Vick. He faces up to a year and a half in prison and possible expulsion from the National Football League. For more, we've got Sports Illustrated investigative reporter George Dorman. He's been following the case. Thanks, George, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So less than a month ago, Michael Vick was saying he had nothing to do with the brutal dogfights that occurred on his Virginia property. What changed since then?
Well, three of his co-defendants cut deals with the government and agreed to testify against Vick. And then the government threatened him with a racketeering charge, which carries a 5 to 10 year penalty. And I think the deck was stacked against him at that point, and he decided to take a lighter sentence than have to face fighting those charges.
So lighter sentence in terms of criminal activity. But for someone like this who is at the height of his career, what does this mean?
Well, I think, it's certainly up for debate, but there's the possibility that this ends Michael Vick's career. I mean, depending on how long he's away from the game, if he's sentenced to 18 months, he's going to miss this season and the following season. He's going to then have to, apply for reinstatement to the league, who will probably suspend him indefinitely. Could be another season before they let him apply. And then a team has to be willing to take a chance on Michael Vick, given what's sure to be some public backlash over his role in this dogfighting operation. So, taking this plea is essentially, Michael Vick putting his career at risk.
Now, this isn't actually the first time we've seen dogfighting charges in the NFL. So how were the previous charges handled and what was the outcome for the players?
Well, the players that had previously been charged, Nate Newton was out of the league at the time. Tyron Wheatley mentioned dogfighting, but was never actually charged. We've had NBA players who've, faced really light suspensions. The difference is those guys were caught with a fighting dog or there was one instance of attending a fight, whereas this case, there's nothing like it because simply it was such a huge operation and went on for, 6 years.
There are allegations that the dog ring and perhaps Vick actually executed low-performing dogs. What's going on with that level of the investigation?
Well, the initial indictment, which came out a while ago, said that Vick, executed some dogs as recently as April. And then in the statement of fact, two of his co-defendants signed about a week ago, they acknowledged that Vick participated in the execution of dogs in April. So I think that was really, a turning point because it was an accusation initially. And then when his two co-defendants came forward, guys he was been close to his whole life came forward and said, yes, Michael Vick participated in it. I think that was a tide turner in terms of public opinion, even in some people who had staunchly supported Vick. Upon hearing his friends say that, had no choice but in some ways to turn.
All right. Well, George, we're going to certainly keep looking at this case, and I know you will. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
George Dorman is a reporter for Sports Illustrated. He spoke with us from Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco.